Good morning, I'm Paul Qualia, the Director of APAC Assistance. I'm covering off on the main issues in East Asia Pacific this Wednesday, the 6th of March. Firstly, in Indonesia, one suspected member of the Eastern Indonesian Mujahideen was killed and another arrested in the Poso Regency of Central Sulawesi. The search operations for the other suspect are ongoing in the area by Indonesia's special forces. Clients are again advised to employ extreme caution when travelling to Central Sulawesi. Also in Indonesia, the island of Bali will shut down to observe the annual Nyepi festival tomorrow. The shutdown will begin from 6 a.m. for 24 hours. Internet services will also be disrupted during Nyepi. Murai Rai Airport and other seaports will be closed and no vehicles will be allowed on the streets except for emergency services. Lights, like always, will be turned off throughout Nyepi, except in emergency service buildings. Clients are advised to avoid travelling to Bali until the festival ends tomorrow. And if you're in Bali, just accept the reality, it's going to be a quiet day. Also in Indonesia, the Jakarta Disaster Mitigation Agency issued an Alert 3 warning yesterday about rising water levels in northern Jakarta due to heavy rains. The water level at Pasar Ikan in northern Jakarta's sluice gate reached a critical level yesterday. The agency has warned of flooding in Kamal Muara, Kaput Muara, Penjaringan, Pluit, Ancol, Marunda, Kelincing, Kaliwaru and Kamal in the areas of northern Jakarta, and they also warn that some areas of western Jakarta are likely to suffer flooding. Clients are advised to be aware of the probable traffic delays in north and west Jakarta due to these floods. In the Philippines, another unarmed soldier was shot dead by unidentified gunmen in Semba village earlier this week in Datu Odin Sinsuat municipality of Maguindanao province on the southern island of Mindanao. It's the fourth such incident in Maguindanao and Cotabato city in less than a week. Clients are again advised to employ extreme caution while travelling in western Mindanao and indeed ensure you seek assistance for all business operations in Mindanao. In particular, avoid areas with government offices, military and police barracks because these are targeted by rebels. Also in the Philippines, a drug suspect was killed in a police operation in Columba City, Laguna area and Manila's southeast. According to the police, the suspect was allegedly involved in robbery cases in Columba City. The suspect was carrying 5 satchels of crystal meth. Clients are advised to be aware of the anti-drug operations in Columba City and the armed encounters between police and drug traffickers in the area. In Thailand, Army Chief General Aparat Kong Somphong, who is also Secretary General of the National Council for Peace and Order, instructed law enforcement agencies to be on the lookout for fake news and intentional misinformation. Law enforcement agencies are instructed to monitor online media, electioneering events and media interviews. Security and information monitoring has been tightened by a joint coordination team between local police and the Election Commission to identify any violation of election laws. Clients are advised to avoid all political events and protests in Thailand, avoid engaging with any political posts on social media and to expect tighter security checks until the election results come out on March 24. It is also advised that expatriates carry a photocopy of the passport, as this may be requested by law, by police or military personnel, and they are doing regular checks, particularly in the Sukhumvit area. In China, Chinese Premier Li Keqiang at the National People's Congress yesterday revised the government's GDP forecast for 2019 to between 6 and 6.5%, down from the earlier forecast of 6.6%. Premier Li added that higher government spending will push the budget deficit from 2.6% up to 2.8%. Premier Li proposed tax cuts of up to $300 billion. This decision was made to increase consumer spending, which is a key to maintaining economic growth and raising GDP. Premier Li also announced that foreign and Chinese companies will be treated as equals in a fair and impartial market environment. Western economists have expressed doubt on the accuracy of China's GDP figures. Papua New Guinea the government of PNG and the autonomous Bougainville government have agreed at their joint supervisory body to include a security mission by foreign countries during the referendum process in October this year. Papua New Guinea Prime Minister Peter O'Neill and Bougainville's President John Momus said the foreign police contingent would provide advice and guidance rather than frontline police support. Also in Papua New Guinea, a 15-year plan to develop the Ihu Special Economic Zone located in the Kokori District in the south of the Gulf Province is expected to be approved this month. It is expected that the approval of an LNG project will be announced, with a stage one development costing around US$1.4 billion. The Special Economic Zone will create up to 25,000 jobs directly and another 25,000 jobs indirectly when it's fully operational. Please check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can buy our advisories, alerts and detailed assessments on a pay-for-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com to inquire about our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships.